He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It's May 2nd. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, where we're seeing a lot of sunshine here today. I talked with one of our listeners back in St. Paul, Minnesota yesterday, and he was seeing snowflakes falling. So you just never know what May will bring, do you? The snow was falling on the market yesterday. But guess what? The sun is shining on the market today. The S&P is up almost 6 points right now. It's at 1,588. We have the Dow up almost 50 points right now at 14,745 at or near all-time highs. We have the NASDAQ up 14 points. We're at 3,313 on the NASDAQ. That's about a 0.5% gain today. The euro is down today on Draghi comments. He's going to keep easy monetary stance as long as needed. That was basically what Bernanke said yesterday over here on the our side of the pond. The euro is dropping on that news. The euro is at 1.30. Let's see, what else do we have going on here today? We have the 10-year yield, 1.63%. That's another new low. Boy, gold up $18.70 per ounce this morning. We're at $1,465 per ounce. And oil is up 64 cents to $91.67. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. May can be a very unpredictable month. Over the years, according to the Stock Traders Almanac, going away in May has been beneficial to your portfolio. Then coming back in November and just being invested from that November to May time period has outperformed the market over the years by being fully invested during the entire year. Now, no two Mays are alike. We all know that. We started off with a big hiccup in May, and now we're gathering some steam again. So you know what? Listen, I wish there were easy cycles that repeated themselves over and over again, because we could just clean up. But instead, we got to make all these decisions on a daily basis. I don't see any way around it. You know, I wish I could just put things in autopilot and go down and do some fishing and have some fun and watch some baseball. But you know what? I just can't put things in autopilot. The market every day is a completely different animal. I mean it. Sometimes it's friendly as can be, like a puppy licking your face. And other times it's like a mean old pit bull staring you down, drooling, ready to lash into your portfolio. So you know what, I don't know any other way of doing this but getting down in the dirt every single day and looking at everything I own. Now yesterday we had a real good day in some areas of the market, so go figure. Even though you had a triple digit loss in the market, I had the biggest winner in the New York Stock Exchange, or actually in the entire market. The Amex, Europe, Thailand, the Tijuana market, the Bolsa, all over the world, we had the biggest winner. And guess what? Last week I wrote an article for Market Watch, and I said, this is my number one pick right now. Why did I call it my number one pick? Well, because my app ranks 3,300 stocks every single day. And number one, once again, is Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, which has now become a $20 billion company. I've been on Regeneron for the last couple of years. I bought and sold it a few times, but I announced several weeks ago that I'm back in it. And then last week I wrote an article for MarketWatch saying, hey, this is my number one ranked stock right now. This is my top pick. Yesterday it was the biggest winner in the entire market. I guess it's being added to the S&P 500. Boy, that's not easy to do, especially for a biotech stock to be added to the S&P 500. And there was some bad news on one of their competitors' drugs for the eye. Regeneron is a company that specializes in diseases of the eye. Macular degeneration puts a lot of people into nursing homes. You don't want to have macular degeneration because it takes away your eyesight. I talked to my sister down in Florida who spent many years as a physical therapist down there, and she said, boy, I'll tell you, one of the biggest causes for folks ending up in nursing homes and needing full-time care is macular degeneration. She said, if somebody can come up with a drug or something to help stop the onslaught of macular degeneration, that's a big, big deal. And of course, that's just one of the drugs that Regeneron has. And they also have earnings. So Regeneron, the biggest winner in the market yesterday. I don't think my article had anything to do with it. I pointed it out before it made another big move that it was my top pick. So you might want to follow along. You know, every week in my newsletter, I give the links to the articles that I write. This week we have one article out there so far, and we've got another one in the pipeline. Yeah, to go back and take a look at the track record of the articles that I've written. I'm going to have somebody do that. In fact, I'm going to make a note to myself right now. We're going to do an article track record because I think I've handed out some pretty big winners during the course of the last several months between MarketWatch, which is one of the top financial websites in the world, and between thestreet.com, which doesn't quite get the traffic that MarketWatch gets, but it's got the face. It's got the face of Jim Cramer, whether you like him or not. He's the one that started thestreet.com. He doesn't have a whole lot to do with it anymore other than lending his name to it. But between the articles that I've written, and then the third one is Seeking Alpha. Seeking Alpha, I was a writer there in the earlier days. Now they've got so many dang writers, and most of them are just jokes, you know, anybody. It's like, okay, just write an article about a stock. We don't care what your credentials are. We don't care what you do for a living. Just write an article about a stock. Which I have a little problem with that personally, but it is what it is. And like I said, they'll take articles from anyone because they take articles from me all the time. Anyways, we'll have another article out maybe tomorrow. No, today. We're going to have one hit today. That's right, on another biotech stock. Another one that I like a whole lot here in biotech land. Biotechs continue to be one of the leading sectors in the entire market. I believe, in fact, it's number one. That's another thing that I do every weekend in my newsletter, and this is very, very critical. We update and give you the rankings of the asset classes in the market: gold, bonds, equities, small caps, mid caps, large caps, emerging markets, commodities, on and on and on and on. And we also give an update on where the sectors are ranked. And you know what? We've had the same sectors leading the market for quite some time. It's been biotech. It's been healthcare. It's been consumer staples. It's been the drug stocks. And I would say the very next one would be the consumer/retail stocks. Those are the areas that are leading the market. That leaves a lot out. That leaves out anything commodity-related, mining, industrials, the caterpillars of the world that depend on a robust global economy. With low commodity prices, that tells you that the global economy is not so robust right now. When the economy is really cooking around the world, coal prices are moving up, iron ore prices are moving up, steel prices are moving up. Instead, we're seeing just the reverse of that. So, you know what? That points out another fact that you have to be in the right places at the right time. Because if you're in the wrong places at the wrong time, you will be severely trailing the market. You will be down at the bottom of the heap of the market. It's better to be at the top of the heap. Just ask the Atlanta Braves this year. Ask them what it feels like to be at the top of the heap. They're having a very good year. Then ask the Miami Marlins. What's it feel like to be at the bottom of the heap? It doesn't feel too good. So my goal here, my aim is to put you at the top of the heap in the market. Where is the top of the heap right now? Well, we'll talk about some of those when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the hard 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6-7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000 and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2% depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're number 7 today in the world amongst financial apps. The top grossing apps in the world. Something I invented sitting down in the quiet of the harbor where it was peaceful in the afternoons after the market closed, coming up, tweaking my formulas, marrying two very unlikely partners, one being value, one being momentum. They hate each other. We brought them together in a happy union, and they've been doing well ever since. Boy, you know what? We talk about MasterCard not leaving home without it. If I'm in the market, I'd be totally lost. I'll be honest with you. I would be totally lost without my app. I'd have to do a heck of a lot of manual labor, whereas the app automates a lot of my research process. It narrows down the stocks to look at. It narrows down that big ocean out there to the areas where the fishing, where the fish are biting. And that's what we strive to do here every single day on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And being number 6, 7 in the world as far as financial apps goes, I'm pretty proud of that. I mean, I'm right behind TurboTax, right? They're a big company. They're a multi-billion dollar market cap company. I'm just little Gunderson Capital Management. Download the app either on the Google Marketplace or at the App Store. Okay, one of the articles I wrote, and I can tell you about when I wrote it. We also archive all the articles to my website. We have a really neat page on the website. It's called Good Stock, Bad Stock. They're all alphabetically placed there. Like when we come up here and we're going to feature a stock here in a minute, we'll put the little 4-minute analysis or whatever it is up on the website, and it'll be in alphabetical. So you'll say, well, what's the last time Gunderson talked about Facebook? You can go to Good Stock, Bad Stock, scroll down to Facebook, FB, and see the last time that I covered Facebook. Well, I know that I covered Facebook sometime in May of last year, right before they came public. And my thoughts on Facebook at that time were basically the same thoughts that I have on Facebook today. I said, I like companies with value, number one. I like companies with track records with performance, number two. And I like healthy stock charts, number three. Okay, we've got an IPO. We're going to have one dot on the stock chart on the day that it opens. Okay, so we can't really take it off of stock charts, can we? Performance and track record. Well, we can look at how many people are on Facebook, and we can look at how popular Facebook is, and we can look at the movie that has been made about it, and this and that. But in the stock market, when we're buying companies, we look at earnings, and we look at growth, and we look at how much we're paying for that. We had no idea when Facebook came public what kind of growth that they would be able to generate going forward. Now we have 4 quarters in the books, which I'll talk about here in a minute, and we'll give you what he has done, Zuckerberg, as the CEO of a publicly traded company. Thirdly, valuation. You know there's no way that Facebook was going to come public at a cheap multiple. There just ain't no way. They're going to bring that thing. They're going to screw the guy that buys it on the secondary market. It's all the insiders that are going to cash in at big multiples, not you, not the person buying the stock when it comes public. And obviously, it came public at 38. It was kind of a dull reception. It went up to 45, and it's never seen those prices since. Today, it's $28 per share. So what was my advice back then on Facebook? My advice back then on Facebook was to give it a year. Let's give this guy a year and let's see what he can do as a CEO of a publicly traded company. How has he done? Well, let's take a look at the last 4 quarters, all right? I focus on earnings because the formulas that I use to value companies are based on earnings and earnings growth and multiples. Those three components make up a valuation of a stock. In my neighborhood, over the last 4 quarters, Zuckerberg's Facebook company has delivered 0% growth. Okay, that was 4 quarters ago. 3 quarters ago, 0% growth. 2 quarters ago, 13% growth. Out of nowhere, he had a pretty good quarter. 13%, though, is really nothing to write home about. And then in this most recent quarter, once again, 0% growth. The company has seen absolutely no growth whatsoever in earnings, not revenue. Revenue has been growing, but their earnings have not been growing. Zuckerberg has not proven to me at all that he knows how to make money other than for himself and his cronies and whatnot, that he can't make money for the shareholders. He doesn't know how to grow earnings at a company. Now, the other thing, you know, I thought about a year ago when Facebook was coming public, has Facebook maxed out? I mean, you know, it was all the rage there for a long time, and everybody had to get on Facebook and create a page, and everybody's talking to each other and posting and all of this and that. Is it still all the rage out there? I think LinkedIn is a little bit bigger, more popular type thing, especially with the employment picture, what it is here in America. So Facebook has not proven to me that they can grow earnings, that they can make money for the shareholder. Well, look, it came public at 38. It went to 45. Here we are almost 1 year later, and it's at 28. Did I give you good advice a year ago to avoid Facebook, to give it a year and then reevaluate it? Okay, well, now we're reevaluating it. Am I giving you good advice today? I say to still avoid Facebook. It's a $67 billion company. You could say, well, this is one of the stocks, the companies of the future. This is a best stock now, Gunderson. This is a best company now. We didn't even have this several years ago. This is now dominates many people's life. It's at the center of many people's life. But you know what? That's the story. I don't buy stories. My app does not go out there and download and grab data that has anything to do with the stories. The app grabs data that has to do with the performance of the stock over the last 1 month, over the last 3 months, over the last 6 months, over the last 1 year, over the last 3 years, over the last 5 years, over the last 10 years. Facebook has a lousy track record as far as performance as a stock since it's gone public. Terrible track record. My app goes out and grabs data that is applicable to earnings and earnings growth and analyst expectations going forward. Those analyst expectations are still not that great, you know, and they have not a very good track record of growing their earnings. So my advice a year ago was to give Facebook a year and reevaluate it. As I reevaluate it today, my advice is I'm not going to have Facebook in my portfolio until he proves to me he can grow earnings and reward shareholders. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I'll be writing the newsletter again this weekend. Boy, it's pretty important, I think, to stay in contact with the market during the month of May. Oh, it's important to stay in contact with the market and your investments at all times, but especially as we kind of, you know, have had this pretty good rally here since about mid-December. We're hitting new all-time highs. We're in the 49th month of a bull market, which continues to rage, which continues to eat bears alive. Yeah, at some point, that whole scenario is going to flip. And the bears are going to eat the bulls alive. So we have to be ever vigilant in the markets. You know, it's a truism that the guy or gal who teaches the lesson on Saturday or Sunday or whenever during the weeknight learns a heck of a lot more, usually, than the person sitting in the audience listening to the lesson. And that's why, you know, I write my newsletter every week, and it keeps me right on top of that market as far as the asset classes go, as far as the big picture of the S&P 500. Has the 20-day crossed below the 50-day yet? Has the 50-day crossed below the 200-day? These are all very, very important clues that we have to weigh all the time. All the time we have to weigh these clues. We have to weigh the facts. We have to weigh the evidence. You know, I'm right down here in the heart of San Diego. There's courthouses all around me. Federal courthouse, state courthouse, city courthouse, you name it. They're hauling people in. And guys walking around with briefcases bigger than them. You know, sometimes they're pulling dollies behind them. No, not their court reporters, but the ones that got the wheels on them and all these big giant boxes full of documents. How'd you like to be the judge that's got to go through all that crap? But, you know, it's the nature of the beast. What are they bringing in front of the jury and the judge? They're bringing evidence. Facts. Now, sometimes twisted a little bit, you know, to favor their guy or their gal, but that's the nature of the beast, too. Look, I just weigh the facts every week. Here's the moving averages of the market. Here's the leading asset classes. Here's the losing asset classes. Here's where the performance in the market is. Here's where the value is. And here's where the best stocks now are. We just talked about, oh, by the way, you can go to my website at pwstreet.com and get on my weekly mailing list so you can stay on top, so you can stay in touch with what's happening in the world of investments. I'm not selling any insurance products or non-traded REITs or variable annuities or anything like that. You know, I'm just trying to point you. I have no relationships with any companies. I get paid no commissions to promote any product. I'm not sponsored by anybody. I'm completely independent here at Gunderson Capital Management. I'm looking out for the investor. Here's where I think the best areas to invest. And then you can agree or disagree or say I'm full of it, whatever you want to do. But, you know, you might want to at least research a little bit what I've been able to accomplish here over the last several years by looking at the newsletter. It's pwstreet.com. You can get on my weekly mailing list. Okay, speaking of IPOs, I just talked about Facebook, how my advice a year ago was to stay away from it like the plague. Give the guy a year. Let's see if he can do anything, Zuckerberg, besides ride a skateboard and invent a pretty impressive platform. But can he make money? I'm a shareholder if I'm going to buy that company. I want price appreciation. I want earnings growth because that's how the stock is going to appreciate. I said, let's give him a year. Let's see what he can do. Well, he's had his year and he's still failing miserably, in my opinion, as far as rewarding shareholders and making shareholders richer. It hasn't happened under his guidance. He's made himself a nice little sum of money. Let's talk about another one that came public in 2008. This has been a very successful IPO. It went public at 40, and now it's 174. It's quadrupled in the last 5 years, and it's a stock that I continue to have a very large position in. It's a company headquartered up in the Bay Area. I'll bet it's nice up there. It's blue, sunny here in San Diego today, probably similar up there in the Bay Area. Visa. Visa is a $140 billion company. Visa has gone from 40 to 174. Visa has grown their earnings over the last 5 years by 30% per year. I'll bet anything there's a tight correlation between the earnings growth at Visa and the stock price appreciation. Let's take a look and see if there has been. Over the last 5 years, Visa, well, it's delivered 15% per year to investors while the market's delivered 2%. Over the last 3 years, Visa's delivered 23% per year to investors, while the market's delivered 10%. And over the last 12 months, Visa has tripled the returns of the market. Visa is up 36% over the last 12 months, and I believe I've owned it that entire 12-month period of time, while S&P 500 is up 12%. Visa has performed very well. It came out of the chute as an IPO. They were making $1.36 in earnings back then. Next year, they're expected to make $8.51. Growth. Earnings growth. Bottom line growth. That's what Facebook lacks. That's why Facebook stock has not appreciated, has not made the shareholders any money. And that's why Visa has appreciated and has made the shareholders a pocketful of money. Okay, well, looking in the past is one thing. We know that Visa's performance has been very good. What about the future? Well, we can't really predict the future of a company, but there's a cadre of analysts following the stock, visiting the company, talking to management, talking to CFOs and VPs of sales and all this and that, and they're putting together models going forward of what they think the company can do. The analysts right now think that Visa can continue to grow by 18.3% per year. And you say to me, how can you believe those analysts? How can you believe the company? Don't they pump up and try to make things look better than they really are? No. If anything, with this litigious world that we live in, look, I just talked about all these attorneys walking around here with hand trucks behind them full of documents and an army of assistants, legal assistants, legal beagles walking into court ready to sue somebody. No, if anything, companies nowadays downgrade. They sandbag so they don't get in any trouble in this litigious world. But the analysts say right now that they think Visa can continue to grow by 18% per year over the next 5 years. I think that's doable. They've been growing by 30. I mean, they've been growing at a very good rate. I don't see why they shouldn't continue to grow. Looks to me like they've got some pretty doggone good management leading the way here at this San Francisco large cap company. So we looked at valuation. The company is currently trading at 19 times forward earnings. It's expected to grow by 18% per year. That's almost in line there. That gives you a PEG ratio of 1.07. 1.07. Okay, that's all right. That's just one valuation measure, but it's one that I look at every time. We're trading right at about its growth rate. So we're not paying a huge stipend by this stock right now. I take those earnings of $8.51 and I carry them out at 18% per year over the next 5 years. I stick a multiple on the stock that I think is appropriate for a financial like Visa, and I come up with a target price of $320. The stock is currently trading at $174, so it gets a value grade right now of A. I think it could continue to grow, and I think it's still very reasonably priced. The performance, it's very hard to argue with the performance, which is the second part of my equation. The third part of the equation is my two eyeballs looking at a chart of the stock. That's about as pretty of a chart as you will ever see. It's breaking out again to all-time highs today after yet another good earnings report. You know what? I've learned this over time. I've watched it. There's a pattern. Good companies are prone to report good reports during their earnings season, during the earnings season of the market, and bad companies are very likely to produce bad results. It's your choice. You can buy best stocks now, proven winners over time, that are still undervalued, that are performing well, or you can buy the big duds that Wall Street loves to pawn off on you. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be back for the final segment.
He was an immigrant's kid from Omaha, and from the start, his life was showbiz. Vaudeville, then the New York stage, but it took decades to land a Hollywood studio screen test. And the result? The director reviewing him wrote, "Can't sing, slightly bald, also dances." No one remembers that director. Everyone remembers the performer. Fred Astaire tapped dancing past criticism right into film history. Mr. Can't Sing, Slightly Bald made 71 films, picking up Oscars, Emmys, and Golden Globes. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. History is full of experts who get it wrong. Remember that. No single opinion determines your value. No one performance defines you in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
If you run a small business, imagine how you'd feel if one of your computers crashed or was stolen. Think how damaging it would be. Your important company files could be lost forever. That's why Carbonite, the company that made online backup simple, secure, and affordable, created Carbonite Pro Online Backup. It's a backup plan specifically designed for small businesses just like yours. With just one account, all of your PCs will be backed up automatically whenever they're connected to the Internet. Files are encrypted and stored at a safe off-site location, so when a computer disaster does happen, you'll get your files back easily. With Carbonite Pro, there's one centralized dashboard to monitor the backup status across all of your PCs. Plus, there's just one monthly bill, and prices start at only $10 a month. Don't wait. Make Carbonite Pro the backup plan for your small business. Try the full service free for 1 month. There's no credit card required. Go to CarbonitePro.com today to get started. That's CarbonitePro.com.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. "That door's blocked," Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. Let's take a look here. Let's do one more before we have to call it a day. You know, we've talked about this one a lot. And when we continue to talk about stocks, that means that they continue to do well. I mean, look, the whole objective here is to find companies that are going to do well for a long time. I don't want a stock that's going to be up 12 cents tomorrow. We can lock in that profit and take that eighth of a point and skin that eight. No, that's not what investing's all about as far as I'm concerned. No, investing is about finding the best companies in the market and owning them and enjoying the ride for as long as possible. Several years. I've got nothing against that. Do you? Heck no. That's exactly what we're looking for, and that's what we continue to search for, are companies that will do that for our portfolios, that will be superior growth companies, that continue to hit new highs. Management that knows what they're doing, that cares about the shareholder, that wants to put money in the shareholder's pocket. Well, I've had some very, very good luck with a company by the name of Gilead Sciences. We've talked about it many, many times here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And we continue to talk about it on the Best Stocks Radio Hour. Why? Because it continues to be a best stock now. It's one that we have up on our wall here at Gunderson Capital Management, if you ever come visit us. Gilead is now a $80 billion company. I mean, this is not a little fly-by-night lab hoping to have a product someday. Gilead has lots of products. They're headquartered in Foster City, California. It's a large cap company. I consider it a conservative growth company. You know, it's almost become like a Pfizer or a Merck. This is a major, major drug company. Their multiple sclerosis drug is a big seller right now. And Gilead continues to do well. Over the last 3 years, Gilead stock has been going up by 36% per year. The market's been going up by 10. Over the last 12 months, and I think I've owned it during this entire period of time, Gilead is up 94.9%. For a large cap growth stock, that's about as good as it gets. We have to look at the valuation. Now, the performance grade is an A-, the momentum grade is an A. So Gilead passes the performance test with flying colors. The valuation test is another matter. Let's take a look at the valuation of the stock. Gilead is currently trading at 17 times forward earnings, and it's expected to grow by 23% per year. It's still trading at a big discount to its growth rate. Its PEG ratio is 0.76, way less than 1. The valuation grade on Gilead is B+. The performance grade is A-. And if we go back to that year of 2008 when the market was down 38%, Gilead was up 11% that year. I've said many times, it's a crazy kind of a scenario here, but biotechs do well when the economy is tough. People in tough times buy treasuries, they buy dollars, U.S. dollars, and they buy biotechs, go figure. Today, out of 3,336 stocks that I follow, Gilead is still number 52. It's having another very good day today after their earnings report. And I continue to own GILD. All right, let's talk to Craig Brock. We have had a busy week. Craig, what did you take away? We had Bernanke this week. We had Draghi. What did you take away from all that as far as interest rates going forward?
Well, Bill, it's been extremely active, to say the least. We had some new language yesterday that came out of the Fed. They're prepared to increase or reduce the pace of its asset purchase based on its outlook for the labor market and inflation. Now, we hope that we have a little bit clearer support for the magnitude of this duration of bond buying. We didn't get that yesterday.
Well, he kind of left it the same at what, the 85, what are they doing now, 85?
85 bill.
Yeah, kind of left it the same. And then Draghi, on the other hand, he mentioned maybe negative interest rates to flush money out of those short-term and over to the longer end of the curve.
Well, certainly money's been flushed over there, over to the German bunds. Their yield on their equivalent to our 10-year treasury is down to 1.17% this morning, a flight into those bonds. Yesterday, we got a 1.61 on our 10-year treasury. That's a low for the year, big rally in the MBS market. These 30-year fixed-rate mortgages, they're probably not going to go down to 3% or under 3%, but they sure are getting close to 3% now.
So there you go. I mean, if you're looking to finance a new home or a project of some sort, interest rates at or near 3%, it's just unbelievable. I mean, it's crazy. Pick up the phone and give Craig Brock a call. Find that little place you've been looking for with the picket fence and buy it at a 3%, 3 to 4% 30-year rate. Where can we reach Craig Brock?
It's toll-free. It's 855-900-3279, craigbrockmortgage.com. If you're fighting with cash buyers, we'll help you make yourself look as good as cash.
As good as cash. You can also look up Craig on the Internet, Craig Brock, and he services people all over the place, so give him a call. If you'd like to get in touch with me, I'm pwstreet.com. You can get on my weekly mailing list for the newsletter, which I've been writing now for umpteen years. You can also get in touch with me. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. And don't forget the Best Stocks Now app. A little invention here from Bill Gunderson that is now number seven in the world as far as financial apps go, which I'm pretty proud of, but not so much that, but the fact that it's a very useful tool. I'm more proud of that than anything, that it can help guide folks through a very, very tricky investment world. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.